Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Screw the rain. Happy Victory Monday here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Patriots roll 31-13 in Tennessee. My gut was wrong. Thank you very much. Early in the game, I was a little worried. It was a little tighter than I think most people expected. But then you pull away for a laugher. Mike Vrabel gets a win in his revenge game. Patriots fans got to chant Vrabel, Vrabel. They got to cheer Drake May as he came out of the med tent to finish the day. And then we got to see Dobbs, both in terms of filling in for May when he was in the med tent, but also when the backup gets to play in garbage time in a blowout. Not the first time we've seen it. Patriots are the 2 seed, Nick Fitzy Stevens. Your little dream didn't come true.
No.
Because the Chargers, well, those yellows weren't good for them.
In the dehydrated cat urine minion yellow uniforms they wore yesterday at home.
Yeah, not great. Not great, but Patriots are great right now. They are rolling. And speaking of great, we have the great fortune here on WEEI Afternoons. A couple minutes from now, speaking with Drake May, who, yes, Adam Schefter, is a legitimate MVP candidate. I don't know if he'll win it. Long season to play. We'll see where it goes. But he is playing the quarterback position as well as anyone in the sport of football right now. As Jason McCourty said on the broadcast, he's never seen anyone as efficient on the deep balls as Drake May right now. And I said to you, Fitzy, last night on the Six Rings postgame show, it's almost like we're getting punked. It's almost laughable at this point where you're like, is this staged? Is this rigged? Is the Matrix or one of those movies? Is this all a big scam and a setup? And it isn't. Drake May is just on a heater of epic proportions right now. And you notice there was a commercial at one point, a national ad. He's becoming a superstar before our eyes. Superstar in the making, Drake May.
Yeah, straight up. Everybody knows his name at this point. It's not just about Pats fan love. It's not about local Boston or New England media love. This is straight up a household. Like he's a household name. He is legitimately a name that everybody knows. Since football is king and it's the most dominant form of entertainment in the United States, if you watch football, if you know ball, you know Drake May, and you know that this guy is on an absolute rip right now. And here's the crazy thing. I don't even think we've seen the best of him yet. I don't even think we've seen the best of him or the best of this offense by any stretch.
Well, you may have seen some of the best statistically because he did break a record for best completion percentage in a single game held by Tom Brady like 5 times. All the ones right before Drake May in the record book say Tom Brady, Tom Brady, Tom Brady, Tom Brady, different games. But you're right. He is only, what, now 3 games into his second season as a starting quarterback and getting better by leaps and bounds. I thought yesterday, aside from the head, and we'll get into that a little bit later, we'll get into that with him, he ran the ball as effectively as you'll ever see. It was like, oh, the pocket's breaking down. I'll just run up the middle and then slide for 10 yards and a first down. I think he had 9 for 60-something. It was as efficient a day as you can probably have at the quarterback position. It really was. And I know we get accused of being homers and homers for – it's funny because I used to be Mr. Negativity. And now the team plays well, and I'm watching a quarterback play the position as well as I've seen it in a long time, and now I'm a homer. It's almost like I'm just telling you what I see on the field, and what I see on the field is the best young quarterback in football.
That is what he is.
Jaden Daniels goes out yesterday with a hammy. Dallas takes down the Commanders. I mean, Bo Nix, I don't even know what to make of the Giants game. If that you want to talk about, like, wondering if you're living in a sim, if this is a video game, if we're a part of the Matrix, like, how the hell the Broncos scored 33 fourth quarter points with Bo Nix throwing to and running to it. I don't know how a team melts down like the Giants did. That quarter is not necessarily indicative of the quality of Bo Nix's play consistently. So Michael Penix last night, super meh game against the 49ers on Sunday Night Football. Yeah, the guy who is balling out consistently, he's done it locally. He did it on the big national stage. He's going to get more opportunities to do it, is the man who we get to speak to just moments from now, Patriots quarterback Drake May.
And the challenges will grow. Certainly this week we'll be talking about a new defense in the form of the challenge that is the Cleveland Browns, a very good defense led by Myles Garrett. But we can deal with that later in the week, because right now joining us on the guest line here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons is Drake May. Drake May is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 6 New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com. By Windward Mental Health, start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, I almost can't even ask you how you're doing this week. How could you be doing badly? You're in a 4-game winning streak. You're in the second seed in the conference. You completed 21 of 23 passes. Safe to say you're having fun these days?
Trying to. We've got to keep it up. But yes, sir. Big win yesterday, and we've got a tough challenge this week, so it should be some fun.
Let's start at the beginning of that game yesterday where you guys ran the ball chunk play after chunk play to Ramondre Stevenson, something I know you guys have been saying is close. Josh has been telling us patience, and it was working early on there. When you see that kind of success on the ground as a quarterback, are you thinking, oh, this is going to pay off because this is going to open play action passing game, and this is really going to make this offense that much tougher to deal with?
Yeah, I think that's what you can think. I was really just thinking, hey, keep on feeding them. Keep on feeding the run game. That's what I was thinking during the game. Just keep giving it. And those guys were, giving Andre some room, and they were making plays. So that's what I was thinking during the game. Just keep on running it.
Drake, what does it mean to you now, 18, 19 starts into your career, not even halfway through your second season in the NFL, to be achieving such statistical rarities every week, earning your name in all of these graphics on television and social media next to Dan Marino, Tom Brady, Joe Montana? I mean, you're on such a statistical roll right now. It's almost like we've never seen before.
Yeah, I think one of the best things that Coach Vrabel was saying this week, playing the Titans last week, was, stuff that's interesting versus important. I think all that stuff is interesting, and it's cool to be, in those graphics and whatever you mentioned. But I think what's important is trying to keep it going, keep on winning games. And you've got a home stretch here, so looking forward to getting back in front of the home crowd and give these home fans something to cheer for.
Do you consider yourself a perfectionist? And I ask that because last night when the media in your press conference told you you were 21 of 23, you set the record for completion percentage, you were like, yeah, but there was a couple I'd like to have back, a couple I made bad decisions on. Do you consider yourself a perfectionist?
I think it's the nature of playing this position. You want to be perfect, and you're never going to achieve it, and you're going to try. But, there's times where I feel like I tucked it, and I had some guys open, and there's one on the sideline I missed, Ty to Kyle, and one of the first third downs. So there's still stuff we left out on tape, and I'm thinking the fourth quarter we can do a better job of really putting them away. And really from that standpoint, that's how you got to look at it, and still try to learn from these wins that we do keep stacking.
Let's go back to what I think most of us believe to be, well, some might say it was the pass to Diggs on the sideline, but to me it was the deep ball, 39-yard touchdown to Kayshon Boutte late in the second quarter that was the pass of the day. I think you guys needed that touchdown right there to really kind of wrest control away from the Titans because they were up early on you, 10-3. Take us through that, how that one evolved. Boutte said that you guys practiced that one all week, and I was just curious if you knew that on the TV broadcast, Jason McCourty said right before you took the snap, stepped back, and hucked it 55 yards that he was guaranteed sure that Josh McDaniels was going to slow play the drive and make sure you guys ended with the ball in your hands trying to score right as the clock expired.
No, I didn't see that. That's funny. Surely you're just trying to score a touchdown, usually kind of in the two-minute scenario. You try to you always take a shot deep to try to get a touchdown. We did the same thing last week. in New Orleans. And, I think they gave us an opportunity. We took advantage of it. But, what a catch. I saw the replay of the catch with Kayshawn. Golly, that was a heck of a catch. And, I think you're always trying to come out with points. And, they say the term double dip after halftime. They get points before and after. And we did that. So, from there, I think the mindset to try to score points and if they give us a touchdown, that's what we're going for.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Whether it's that catch, which I agree with you, heck of a catch. I actually thought you overthrew him when I saw it live. I was like, oh, I missed him. And then right on the fingertips, he snares it. Or even the throw to Austin Hooper, where he kind of mossed the defensive back. When you see guys make those plays for you, do you sort of bank that? And does that make you even more confident next time? Oh, next time, yeah, there's a guy on him, but I know he'll make a play for me. Is that confidence in the making?
Yeah, I think it's 100%. I think that's, gets confidence in me throwing to him. There's been numerous times, throughout the entire year. I remember the Hunter's catch over the middle against Buffalo. He get up and got it. Kayshawn's made some great grabs on the sideline, and Diggs getting his feet in and pop with the one-hander yesterday. I think that's just, just keeps on going back to, them making plays for me. I think that's what my job is to do, give them a chance to make plays, and that's what we preach in that room, and they're continuing to do it.
Let's talk about Mike Vrabel for a minute, if we can. Obviously, a very emotional day for him, though he tried to downplay it all week long, heading back to where he used to work and prowl the sidelines for 6 years. Can you sort of talk about how that emotion spilled over onto you and especially the team? Seemed like both your post-game press conference, which we heard live last night on our post-game show, and then that video the Patriots circulated on social media afterwards where you gave him a game ball, seemed like you were a little bit emotional there as well yourself. What kind of seems like he's having a real profound impact on you, Drake?
Yeah, I think it meant a lot to us. Him downplaying, not making it a big deal, and what I was hinting at earlier, what's interesting versus what's important, and he cared about us. He cared about his team, and he said that was in the past, and now he's moved on. He's worried about us, and we love playing for Coach. And I know I had a similar experience back in high school when I left my old high school and played my old high school in a game and we beat them. And I know it's not the level of what Coach had being a head coach in the NFL, but I know that it just means more, and we know it means more for him and go back to a place where he's had history and great success. So we wanted to win it for him, and I think it was cool to see him kind of care in the locker room and show some emotion.
You are the captain, you're the quarterback, but were you also a little bit nervous in that game ball presentation? Because you're still just 23, and this is Mike Vrabel. There's a lot of grown men circled around you. Were you a little nervous there?
I wouldn't say that. I think you just say what comes to mind, and whatever's on your comes to mind, whatever on your heart. I think that's always something that's safe to go with. So that's been my mindset of anytime getting up in front of the team or inside the huddle, breaking them down. And I think that's the best way to approach it, just be yourself.
So, Drake, obviously you 21 of 23 in the passing yesterday, but you had a bunch of runs too. You're the second leading rusher, had over 60 yards on the ground, and took a couple of dings as well during the day. How are you feeling today? And any sort of talk with Josh or Mike about avoiding that afterwards, or anything you can do to try to make sure that to keep you on the field and on the sidelines and out of the little blue tent?
Yeah, I think that's important, just being smart. Being smart and knowing, when to get down. And I slid a couple times yesterday and probably should have slid some more. But, I'm feeling good today and feeling good to go for get back out there and practice this week.
Do you worry about your head, or is that just something when you play the game of football that can be an issue? We're all familiar with CTE and concussions and all that, but you have to kind of put it out of mind to play the game. Do you worry about it?
Yeah, I think that's something that you try to really try to think of a lot, in this sport we play. It's a brutal sport, and we put our life on the line out there, and we know that the benefits of it. They're paying us a lot of money to play this game, and really I think you're playing to win. So I think at whatever cost, third or fourth down or trying to get a first down or in the end zone, is I'm willing to put on the line for the team.
One of the things that we've seen happen is you continually establish different kinds of relationships and chemistry with receivers. You know, it's good with the tight ends now. You and Diggs have something going, had something early with Pop as well. And obviously the deep ball with Kayshon Boutte is excellent right now. We keep hearing that Kyle Williams is next in line, that he's really close to like making an impact on the game. Do you feel like that connection is near jumping out to the next level for you guys?
Yeah, I think he's doing all the right things. He's knowing where to line up. He's making plays in practice. He's making a lot of plays in practice on the scout team. So he's just keep on doing the right things, and he's got the right mindset. So he can help us, and we're just excited to see what he can do in the future for us.
I don't know if it annoyed you at the time, but you probably remember a question I asked you about desire to win or the drive to win early in the year. I've taken a lot of heat for that. And the more you win, the more it seems like a dumb question that I asked you back then. But now I wanted to ask you a different question that I've talked to a lot of athletes about over the years. Do you like winning more, or do you hate losing more?
Yeah, I hate losing. I think hating losing, is what I've kind of, throughout my, any sports career, I think, especially in a team sport, that losing feeling, it hurts, and it's not a good feeling. So winning is enjoyable and fun, but there's still some things to work on. And losing, you didn't put your best foot out there, and it's all that work you put into it. You want to come out on top.
With all the praise that's been coming your way recently, obviously pregame shows, postgame shows, national media, radio guys, everyone has been sending a lot of sunshine your way for the season that you're having. I'm just kind of curious. Who in your life right now is like your perspective checker, or who like makes sure that you like stay in line and don't get too high on everything? Is it your wife, your brothers who famously roasted you on draft night?
My brothers will be there for the rest of my life. They're always in the group chat or on FaceTime saying, you had a guy open deep. My brother's at the game yesterday saying I had a guy open deep late in the game. So they'll always be there to, as the older brothers, to just remind me of.
Yeah,
exactly. So I'll be always, they've always done that my whole life, so I enjoy it.
Well, tell them that Jason McCourty on the telecast said he's never seen anyone throw deep balls better than you, so your brothers must have really high standards. I want to ask you something about Mike Vrabel. You gave him the game ball. It's clear you guys love your coach. Like, we can just observe and see how much you care and appreciate for your coach. Has anything surprised you about playing for Mike Vrabel? Because I covered him as a player, and I thought he was more of a hardo than this. He seems to have a little bit more of a loving style of coaching, or supportive style of coaching, than I thought he might. But has anything surprised you through this to this point playing for Mike Vrabel?
No, I wouldn't say surprised. You're just kind of learning your head coach as you go about it. I don't think much of it is surprised. You're just kind of learning what he expects out of us each week, how much he's going to challenge us and coach us, and then how much he cares about us at the end of the day, and sees the big picture of wanting to get the best out of us, and wanting to do it in his way, and what he feels like is best for the team.
So looking forward, Drake, obviously you guys, I think a lot of us are surprised, but it's awesome to see you guys are the number two seed in the conference, sitting at 5-2, four-game win streak, 3 road wins in a row, first time the franchise has ever accomplished that, so congrats. And now you come home for, I think, a couple of tougher tilts than people anticipate, with Atlanta coming up in a few weeks, but then Cleveland this Sunday as well. How's this little gauntlet of these two home games followed by Tampa looking at you right now?
Yeah, I think it's a tough stretch. It's just a tough stretch for us going to be offensively. The Cleveland's really good on defense. Atlanta does some great stuff. But, yeah, I think just focusing on Cleveland and trying to get back out there in front of a home crowd and try to keep on making one of our goals is being a making it tough to play at our place, and that's what we're trying to do. We know we got a tough challenge versus Cleveland on defense. They're playing well.
I saw the report that you hosted the offensive line dinner this week, some hibachi. How did that go? Is it safe to say there were not squirt guns filled with sake being shot around the room? Is that not okay? How'd that go?
Yeah, that wasn't. We told the hibachi guys that wasn't the vibe. We were just trying to get some food and camaraderie. So it was good.
And your wife made dessert. I read that detail. She made some homemade desserts for everybody. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's trying to. I think they like themselves. They'll probably have to make some more for them pretty soon in the upcoming weeks.
All right, Andy, should we welcome him into his favorite new segment?
Let's go. It's may or may not time.
All right, Drake. So, as you know, okay. Well, it's good to know that that's your aw shucks phrase. All right. So, every week, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions as we help get to know you, Drake. May or may not. Of course, may means yes, may not means no. Based off of your hibachi dinner with your teammates last week, may or may not, next time you have the offensive line over, hire a sushi chef.
Sushi? Ooh, I probably think that's a may. I'm not a huge sushi fan, but I know the guys are, so whatever the guys want, that's a possibility.
Okay, nice. In light of the trip to Nashville, country music, may or may not?
May, yeah, big country music. Big country music fan.
You got any favorites? Who are your favorites?
Ooh, favorites. Luke Combs from my hometown. Eric Church, big fan. Jason Aldean. I went to Morgan Wallen concert recently. He was good, so I like listening to everybody.
All right, we can maybe have a little rejoin there with some of your favorites here during the segment. May or may not, enjoy a good cry while watching an emotional movie.
May not. No, I'm not a very emotional crier watching movies. My wife is, but not me.
All right, and last one for this week. Pumpkin spice. It is the season. Pumpkin spice, may or may not?
May. I love pumpkin. Pumpkin bread, pumpkin pie. I'm a big pumpkin fan.
Nice. All right, time now for the quarterback question of the week, which is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. Kyle in Kingston wants to know, what did you think of your little taste of Massachusetts high school football on Friday Night Lights?
I was impressed. I think two good teams. It was a great game. I ended up on a game-winning field goal and was impressed with the crowd. It was awesome to get back into high school sports take a look back at reminding me of my days playing high school. So it was fun to go out there and watch.
Can I ask you what, did you reach peak selfie or peak handshake, high five, or autograph? Like, or were people cool with you?
No, it wasn't too bad. I mean, a few fist bumps and selfies, but it was cool.
Massachusetts high school football on par with North Carolina?
I think that'd be interesting. I think Charlotte football and North Carolina football is a little bit slept on, in my opinion, but I was impressed up here. I think it'd be some good games.
All right, man. Appreciate you having a little fun with us. Maybe we'll get you a pumpkin spice latte if we're ever in studio with you again. And good luck against the Browns and Myles Garrett this week.
Thank you, guys. Go Pats.
Thanks, Drake. Patriots quarterback Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons. Coming up next, we'll break down his may or may not answers and also his football answers, and we need to get into his health status. He sounds okay, but I think one of the big talking points, if there was a negativity coming out of yesterday's game, it was Drake May going to the blue tent. We can't afford to have him in the blue tent. Is there anything he can do to protect himself? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, for the first time today, has what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. The Patriots are now 5-2. They won their fourth straight game yesterday afternoon, taking down the Titans by a score of 31-13. With the win, the Patriots have now played in and won 3 consecutive road games in a single season for the first time since the 1970 merger. With his performance on Sunday, noted friend of WEEI Afternoons, Drake May, set a new franchise record for the highest single-game completion percentage with a minimum of 20 pass attempts at 91.3%. The previous record was held by some guy named Tom Brady at 88.5. Here is Drake with WEEI Afternoons a few moments ago reacting to those types of accolades.
One of the best things Coach Vrabel was saying this week, stuff that's interesting versus important. I think all that stuff is interesting and it's cool to be, in those graphics. I think what's important is trying to keep it going.
New England looks to keep it going when they host the Cleveland Browns next Sunday at 1 p.m. Tonight, Week 7 in the NFL concludes with a Monday Night Football doubleheader. In the first game, it's the 5-1 Bucks visiting the 4-2 Lions. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Coverage via Westwood One begins here on WEEI. WEEI at 6. Then at 10 p.m. Eastern, it's the 2-3 Texans against the 4-2 Seahawks. The Bruins lost their fourth consecutive game last night. They fell to the Utah Mammoth by a score of 3-2. Boston finishes their Western road trip at 0-3. They return home tomorrow night to host Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers. The Celtics tip off the 2025-26 season on Wednesday night when they host the Philadelphia 76ers. Tip-off is at 7:30. The Revolution saw their season come to an end on Saturday night with a 2-2 draw at home against the Chicago Fire FC. And from around Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 6-2 in Game 6 of the ALCS to force a Game 7 tonight in Toronto. First pitch is at 8:10. George Kirby, Shane Bieber, the pitching matchup there. The winner faces the Dodgers in the World Series as LA completed the series sweep of the Brewers in the NLCS on Friday night. Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm not sure we've heard Drake May as excited about anything as he was about pumpkin spice. Big pumpkin guy. Also a big passing guy who's kicking the NFL's ass of late over the last 6 weeks with 100 ratings and just dominant completion percentages that we haven't seen around here. Drake May in a good mood. Sushi one, I think, button-hooked him, but then I got to thinking, K Can you imagine how much sushi the offensive line could eat?
Oh, my God. The hamachi bill alone would be thousands. Dude, like, the chef would literally have to bring over an entire yellowtail.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know what the conversion rate would be, but I'm sure when you do those things, they're like per person. So you tell them I got 10 people. But you'd have to say, I have 10 offensive linemen, which is equivalent to
20 people.
20, 30, 35, 4. I don't even know.
You have to order dinner. You have to almost, Andy, come on. You've been around these guys. They literally eat double. Like, they consume 5, 6,000, 7,000 calories a day as adults, which we all know the body is not meant to do. So you got to at least double up.
Just kidding, Stiz. That wasn't nice. Just because the beer is a little heavy at times. But Drake May, very good mood. Very happy. Patriots are winning. He's playing elite level football. And yet there is this one little teeny black cloud hanging over yesterday. And it's something that does carry over from last year, Fitzy. And you asked him about it. He did hit his head on the turf. He did sit up and sort of shake it off, shake out the cobwebs. And obviously that's something that the independent spotters are going to get. The red hat is going to greet you and take you to the med tent. He was cleared quite quickly and got back out there and finished the game, or at least his portion of the game. Are you worried, though, about these head issues with Drake May? Are you concerned? Do you think there's anything he can slash should do? What was your reaction to the way that went down yesterday?
Yeah, I you'd be lying if you said you weren't a little bit concerned about the fact that his style of play is conducive to getting dinged up a little bit. You know, you said last year you wished he would switch to a front first slide, but I imagine he's been sliding like normal people slide or just in a traditional capacity for so long. It would take a lot of time to sort of like untrain his muscle memory to do that and start sliding head first.
Did you see some of the hits in college football this weekend? A couple kids got abs. The reason
obliterated. Yes.
You know me. I think you can be in more danger sliding, and it was on full display. A couple. That's a great word. A couple kids got absolutely obliterated this weekend with the slide.
You don't like to see it. Like we know enough now to move past the. You know, remember on ESPN they used to do that Monday segment like jacked up. Like, it was great to see people get, like, no, that's bad. That means these people may have issues later in life.
I know, but it was fun to watch.
Sure. It also used to be fun to, you know, smoke at a friendlies or on an airplane, but we learned more over time. So, yeah, it's a little bit concerning. I'm not sure exactly what you do to sort of teach him out of that. I mean, run out of bounds a little bit more, go down 2 yards prior to however far he thinks he should go, have a personal protector like the fullback equivalent of Will Campbell, follow him around on the field 24/7, 365. Like, it's a tough call, dude.
And I don't actually think there was anything that could have been done yesterday when the DB is running stride for stride with him. It's kind of survival. And then it wasn't even a hit. It was a wrap up that when he got thrown to the turf, his head hits the turf. I said this to you on the post-game show. Other than the Peyton Manning where you just turtle and just fall down and say, don't touch me, please, kind of
thing. Or take a knee, yeah.
Like, there's nothing that an athletic 23-year-old quarterback who's rushing for 60 yards a game, who that's part of his game and part of how he helps the offense win games. As he said, you want to win. You're thinking about winning. There's nothing that can be done there. Will he play it a little bit differently as he evolves and ages and 10 years down the road and the number of hits he's taken? You know, it's not unlike, and stop me if you've heard this name comparison before, Josh Allen. Josh Allen, this is the debate they have in Buffalo. When should he run? How much should he run? Does he run in September or does he save the running for January? And, you know, midfield or only with a first down or a touchdown on the line? I think Drake May maybe will evolve in that world as the team improves. And it's like, Drake, we're going to make the playoffs every year because you're a good QB and Vrabel's a good coach. Let's save the putting yourself in harm's way until January, until the, you know, AFC championship game most years.
Yeah, but it's funny thing is you haven't heard about Josh Allen getting knocked out of a game in a couple of years.
Right.
He's actually done he's just smart. He's a smarter athlete, smarter runner, smarter quarterback. And B, he's just such a hoss. Like, he's a freight train at this point now, the way that he handles himself out there in the field. He's actually knocked more people over than he's been knocked back in the last couple of years. But he's found a way to do it, so maybe in one capacity, that's how we'd like to see Drake May emulate Josh, avoiding those hits that he took early in his career.
617-779-7937, how you feeling about the New England Patriots, Drake May? Are you concerned? about Drake May and these trips to the medical tent to have his head looked at. He had he was in protocol last year. He got out of it very quickly. This game, he was back on the field. But it is definitely something to monitor, and maybe the only negative you can find surrounding Drake May's game right now, right through the post-game locker room, where he's showing the leadership, and he wasn't nervous at all. He's just going to stand up there and say whatever comes natural when he's handing Mike Vrabel, the hardo of all hardos, his game ball for the win in Tennessee. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Gordon in Ann Arbor. What's up, Gordon?
Oh, hi. Just in time, to say the least. They were vacuuming here.
That sucks.
Yeah, hello? Hello. Yeah, hi. Yeah, one of the things that kept occurring to me while watching the game was that these guys were always catching the ball. I mean, wherever they threw it, it must be great to be a quarterback and you throw the ball to somebody and they catch it no matter how good or how bad a pass.
Absolutely, Gordon. Thanks for the call. We have reached that point, and I'm with Gordon. We have crapped all over. Fitzy, why are you giving me that look? The suck joke? You still stuck on
the suck
joke?
No, I'm not giving
that was
you that look.
A good suck joke.
It both sucked and blew at the same time. I'm thinking about the look's not for you. I'm thinking about just Gordon's question and the manner in which he presented it and also the extraneous information that he shared with
us. Yeah, it was a great call. I call anytime, Gordon. We love, well, not now. Don't call back right now, which I can see
which
you're trying to do. Please wait till tomorrow, Gordon. But we've crapped all over this wide receiver core forever. And now we have people calling in saying, must be nice when you just throw the ball wherever. They always catch it. But is that wrong? Is that wrong after you watched that game yesterday, taking into account Kayshon Booty, Austin Hooper, Pop Douglas, Stephon Diggs? Like, I'm thinking great
catches. All of them made a tremendous catch
at
one point during the game.
So maybe we need to recalibrate our thoughts on the capabilities of the wide receiver core. And I'm not saying you have Justin Jefferson or T. Higgins or Jamar Chase or all pros or any of that. I'm just saying, Fitzy, we've used this word a lot over the years for coaching, actually. Competence. Competency. The just ability to do your job. I'm not asking you to be Bill Belichick, but just be a competent coach. Maybe you now have a more than competent wide receiver core. It can be better, and you could improve it, and it's not like Rich Keefe is running out to buy all their jerseys. I'm not saying that. But they catch the ball when you throw it to them, and that's the overly simplified value in their roles right now.
Yeah, for the longest time, the C word that we used was complement, as in it's a complement of receivers, like a bunch of twos and threes that make for an adequate enough room to be able to field a professional football team. But no one of them so dynamic that it would keep an opposing defensive coordinator, safety, cornerback, etc. up at night. Now, they are competent, if not more than competent. They are beyond capable at this point, and the caliber of receiver has improved significantly. Look, Kayshon Booty may not be a number one receiver on 25 different teams in the National Football League, but the dude's playing some damn good ball, and if you throw it to him deep, if he's going to be anywhere near it, he's gonna haul it in. And Steph Diggs, 7 for 69, nice, yesterday as well. Like, who would kick that out of bed for eating stale pizza crust? Like, they're really good at this point. And Mac Hollins doesn't have a ton on the stat sheet yesterday, but when he had a big throw to him on the sidelines, did he find a way to toe drag Swaggart and haul it in? Sure as hell did.
I'm not sure whether I'm sad that Gordon didn't get my joke or happy, and that made it even more enjoyable that it went right over the top of his head. But either way, I enjoyed my joke, and that's all that matters. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons,
that's all that matters.
We need to get into some of these Drake May numbers. They're silly. They're silly awesome. Are they sustainable? And the challenge on the horizon. Myles Garrett and the Cleveland Browns. Is there a regression coming? Drake May's unbelievable stretch. Will it continue? That's up next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Afternoons. That was Drake May about a half hour ago here on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed it, as always, you can go back on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download it to your phone. It works wonderful. As I always like to say, it makes it quite easy for me to listen to Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show each and every Monday. Also, you can just follow WEEI Afternoons podcast wherever you get your podcast. Spotify, iHeart, any of those, Apple, any of those providers. Assuming they're working, I believe there was some massive Amazon, whatever it's called, shutdown of all
AWS.
The servers. Yeah, so lots of crap wasn't working in the computer world. But when it is working, you can listen to Drake May with WEEI Afternoons. But so I think that's interesting, his perspective on losing, because I agree with him. Like, you can get used to winning. You can become complacent. I don't know too many people that get used to losing. If you're a true competitor, losing sucks. Like, that sits in your belly, that affects your desire to eat food and go home and do whatever the hell you do. It's hard to compartmentalize losing. It's pretty easy to get used to winning and just go like, ho-hum. Hell, we did it around here for 20 years. As fans, you got used to winning and it was like, wait, they only won by 12 today? What the hell happened? Like, there was a lot of that for a long time, but losing, you never get used to. Losing stinks. And I loved that answer from Drake May.
Yeah, that's something I think a lot of Pats fans wanted to hear. That, yeah, he loves winning, but losing doesn't sit well in him. So he likes competing so that he doesn't feel that burning sensation of losing. Like, that's the hallmark of a competitor, like a true competitor. And the best part is he keeps himself composed during the game in which he is competing. Like, there are not a lot of histrionics, throwing up hands, pointing at people, calling people out, swearing, crying, berating the referees. Like,
nope.
if he was a cruddy competitor all the while, you know, like if all of the rules like Quiz with Stiz applied to Drake May, you know, self-victimization, accusing others of stuff, like, then it'd be like, oh man, this stinks. Like, this isn't fun. But like, he carries that same aw shucks demeanor, whether he's chucking a 50-yard bomb to Booty talking to us or, you know, hanging in the locker room, giving his coach a game ball. I love that.
And maybe that will evolve because I know some quarterbacks get a little bit more hot-headed as they settle in and their sort of leadership value grows. But there was an example yesterday on that play when Ramondre and Mac Hollins weren't lined up right and they were both kind of moving and Mac Hollins is like, don't snap the ball. This isn't right. Don't snap. And Drake couldn't see him. He snapped it. They got a penalty. Whatever. Drake just kind of looked over with like that, and not even an annoyed face, just like, that kind of sucks. He just kind of bit his tongue and moved on. And again, I think that's also easier to do when you're playing as well as this offense is playing and you're moving the ball up and down the field and you're scoring points and winning games. You know, if you were consistently losing games 7-3, 7-6, and you screw up a play like that, maybe it evolves a little bit differently on the field. And speaking of the numbers, we got to get to some of these numbers. So, these numbers are off the charts, or at least at the top of the charts. So Drake May, we talked about it earlier. He set a new Patriots franchise record for completion percentage in a game, going 21 of 23, minimum 20 attempts to beat Tom Brady. Tom who, as I said on social media, but it goes well beyond that. He is second in completion percentage in the NFL, second in yards per attempt. You know what that is? That means you're throwing the ball down the field a lot, yards per attempt.
It's not the dink and dunk interior.
No, it is not. Second in passer rating, second in CPOE, which Dan loves to put in because he knows I have no idea what that means. Third in EPA per play, sixth in success rate. Patrick Mahomes and Dan Marino were the only quarterbacks in NFL history to post six straight games with at least 200 passing yards and a passer rating over 100 while under the age of 24. Well, now there's a new name on the list behind Dan Marino and Patrick Mahomes. It is Drake May. Drake May is the only QB this season with multiple TD passes that traveled over 50 yards in the air. Like, it just doesn't matter. You know, 91.3% yesterday. He's also tied Tom Brady in 2007 for the most games of at least 200 passing yards, a 135 or more passer rating, and two passing touchdowns in a season with four. Like, it's silly, the numbers he's putting up. And the one thing I want to ask, is any of this 2025? Like, does any of this fall under, oh, yeah, but it's a different time, it's a different era, it's a different... It doesn't feel like it to me. It doesn't feel like numbers are up across the board and, like, passing numbers are up across the board. So Drake May has to be, you know,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.